and Tenactin.
Let's welcome in our next guest. Talking College Football, you can find him on Twitter, at Kevin on CFB. You can read him at NBC Sports and collegefootballtalk.com. That is Kevin McGuire. Kevin, thanks for joining
us. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for having me on today.
So David Boren, the president in Oklahoma, has been talking for about 6 months as openly as possible about how the conference needs to expand, and he feels like the conference is almost inadequate without 12 teams. Then today, David Boren came out and said that expansion is a ludicrous idea. It's way too far along when asked us what the hell we were all talking about. Kevin, what is David Boren talking about?
Who knows at this point? I mean, it's very clear to me that just at Oklahoma alone, the leadership there is so mixed up with which direction they want to go, with supporting expansion, not supporting expansion. You know, sometimes cooler heads can prevail at times when you get these spring meetings on board, but it's very interesting to me just to see how Boren is handling himself and handling this whole situation, and really just what that means for the entire Big 12 picture. I mean, this is a conference that has been talking about this kind of topic for years now, since they lost a number of schools to other conferences, and it's just a discussion that's just not going to go away, and it just seems like you're never going to be able to get everybody on the same page, and sometimes you see these guys that are kind of going back and forth on this situation, too.
So, Kevin, then looking at this, when we see David Boren today say he doesn't think there'll even be, or he would like to see a vote on expansion before the end of the year, are you surprised that something hasn't gotten done this summer, or is David Boren really been putting the cart that far in front of the horse?
It seems to me like he has been putting the cart in front of the horse just a little bit, because, like I said, this is a topic that's been going on for a while now, and it just seems to me that if the Big 12 was going to expand to get back to 12 teams or whatever the number may be, it feels like they would have done so by now. You know, this has been a couple years now since they've had to make their lineup with bringing in TCU and West Virginia just to get to 10. So now a couple of years removed and they're still floating there. And it just seems to me like this is a conference that doesn't see anybody out there right now that could come in and be kind of like a home run addition to their conference, and you know, for whatever reason. And I think if there was one out there that they could bring in, or two out there that they could bring in, I guess I should say, I feel like they would have made every attempt to do that. But you're sitting there with 10 conference teams down right now. You're splitting the revenue 10 different ways. If there's anybody that can make it an incentive, a financial incentive, to divide a larger pot 12 ways, then we could be talking. But honestly, I'm not sure if there's a candidate out there.
The Memphis chemistry department was very excited to hear about the $500 million the school just got from FedEx the other day to partner with the Big 12 and a Big 12 championship game. What happens to that money now, and what happens to Memphis in all this?
that story to me is so fascinating on so many levels. And to me, it just says, well, I mean, if you could drum up that kind of interest and, you know, get that kind of money to come your way, you know, why couldn't you have done that before? But there is a incentive for wanting to be attached to a conference like the Big 12, where that can draw up some interest from a corporate sponsor like FedEx, which happens to be right there in Memphis. So, you know, I'm not sure what happens with the money now. Obviously, they'll be hoping that they do get a call eventually from the Big 12. But I'm not so sure that a call is going to come. So what happens then? You're going to have some questions, I think, to answer regarding, well, you know, if we could get that dedication and that donation, you know, why can't we do that now? So I'd be very curious to see how that all plays out. And then, you know, that's going to be something that we pay attention to when we evaluate all the different candidates that are going to be out there lining up, waiting to get a call from the Big 12. You know, anything you can bring to the table that's going to make it interesting for the Big 12 is certainly going to be worth keeping an eye on.
Kevin McGuire is our guest, 1320K fan. Kevin, really before the Pac-12, these huge TV deals didn't exist. One team had it, and that was Notre Dame, and obviously they had an exclusive deal with NBC going way back. But this has become the modern arms race in college football. Before that, it was what type of facilities you had, whether it was a training facility or your arena or where your stadium. Is this always going to continue? Is this always going to be what college football is? Or at some point, are the top 65 teams going to come together, they're going to negotiate one big TV deal together, and we can kind of end this madness?
I don't think you're ever going to get to that point. You know, I think each conference is going to work out their own deals for as long as I can see. I never want to say never, of course, but it does seem to me, even if we get to a point where these power conferences do break off and do their own thing, I still feel like those conferences are each going to be working out their own deals to capitalize as much as they can. You know, there's a lot of politics that get involved with that kind of stuff, and I think it's kind of hard to break up that routine. You know, unless ESPN or whatever partner is willing to just shell out an incredible amount of money that would make everybody happy. I don't know if that's ever going to happen, especially with the way that these media rights are maybe plateauing a little bit. Maybe, you know, the changing cable landscape is playing a little bit of a factor into some of it. So I still feel like every conference is going to be out for their own interests. I don't see that changing anytime soon, but it would be very fascinating to see if there could be any middle ground that could be achieved if we did get to a split between these power and non-power conferences. Again, I don't know if we'll actually get to that point, but it is something that's going to be floating out there as a possibility that we're all going to be wondering just to see how it all breaks down.
I remember in the Nevin Shapiro case, when it came to Miami, there was some strange stuff. The NCAA tried to get someone subpoenaed to talk about another court case so that they could get evidence, because obviously the NCAA doesn't have the power of subpoena. Now it sounds like Ole Miss is trying to seal up court documents so that the NCAA can't look at text messages between Laramie Tunsil and what the heck happened there at Ole Miss. What do you think, Kevin, will happen ultimately at Ole Miss after some strange stuff happened on draft day with Laramie Tunsil?
Well, I don't know if Ole Miss is going to be able to get their way as far as that's concerned. I feel like that is some evidence that the NCAA has to be able to take a look at if they're investigating potential violations of their rules. I feel like that's evidence that needs to be put out there, especially since they've already kind of confirmed that these text messages exist. And, you know, obviously what we saw on draft night, everybody has seen this kind of stuff by now. So I think to just clam up and put it away and lock it away and throw the key away, I think that'd be kind of ridiculous at this point. You know, just get it out there, let it happen, you know, if something bad happens, you need to deal with it. But, you know, obviously, Ole Miss can try to do everything they can to try and protect their program and their head coach, and I totally get that. I'm not saying it's wrong of them, but I do feel like it's going to be very difficult to get that achievement to where they can actually hide that stuff.
You can find him on Twitter at KevinOnCFB. Read him at NBC Sports and CollegeFootballTalk.com. Great stuff, Kevin. Thanks for joining us.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for having me.